Here's a thought I'll title, The Life of a Book. As a photographer, I love books. I really do. I own a couple of thousand photography books, and I love to go back and spend time with them and see what other creative minds have done. Books are an important part. Matter of fact, probably a more important part of my photographic life than our original prints. And the only exception to that is probably my own original prints, because I spend lots of time with those, but I'm about the only one. Most of my photography work, if it's known at all, is known either through my books or more likely through my website. So books have a fond place in my heart. There's no doubt that there's quite a thrill in having a book of your work published, which I know many of you have had that experience and you understand what I'm talking about. There are, however, some realities of book publishing that are perhaps less comfortable than we'd like them to be. For example, it's a common fate for a book to be eagerly consumed by its new owner and then be relegated to obscurity, I guess, on a bookshelf, often forgotten. They're there until the owner of the book decides to downsize, and then they head off to the used bookstore or, God forbid, the landfill. But any given book is going to be rarely seen by anybody other than the owner of that book. So having a book published doesn't accomplish much. Having lots of books printed and published and distributed is more successful, but of course, that involves marketing and commerce and distribution and bookstores, and that's a very, very difficult hill to climb. And in fact, lots of independent producers of books, usually the photographers themselves, have discovered how difficult that is to do, and they discover it when they realize a year or two or three after the publication date, they still have 90% of the books in boxes in their garage or basement. I don't want to be depressing about this, but for all of the great things that we can say about having a book of our photographs, there definitely are some negatives. Things like expense and storage and environmental controls so that the books don't get moldy and warp in moisture. And then when we distribute the books, whether we sell them through a bookstore or directly ourselves, they get distributed one book at a time, which is quite a bit different than, say, a gallery opening. If you have 30 images up in a gallery opening and you get reasonable traffic, you might be able to show that work to 100 people. That is to say, each print receives exposure 100 or 200 or 300 times, depending on how many people come to the gallery during the exhibition. But with a book, when you distribute one book, you probably have an audience of one. And in order to get a second viewer, you have to sell or distribute or give away somehow a second book. There are, of course, other possibilities. The owner of the book might loan the book out to another photographer or friend for them to see. But how often does that happen? Particularly if someone has a sizable library. If someone comes over to the house and says, gee, what do you have that's new in your book library? I'll pull out a book or two or three, but compared to all the books that I have in my library, the chances of any given book being pulled out and shown probably are directly proportional to how new they are in my collection, and therefore at the top of my consciousness. For many photographers, book distribution is an incredibly important part of the strategy. And there is not only a certain satisfaction, but there's almost a rite of passage in having a book published. But it's definitely not the best way to get your work out to the largest possible audience. And obviously, one of the chief concerns about that method of distribution is that the book costs you money to produce, or costs somebody money to produce, and so therefore your book falls into a commercial enterprise, which means in order for someone to see your work, they're probably going to have to buy the book, and that becomes a barrier. Where in order to see your work on the internet or in a PDF, There isn't that kind of barrier. There are other barriers, like if they don't know your website and they don't even know you exist, how do you get over that hurdle? But that's a topic for another day. What I'm suggesting is the typical life of a book is less encouraging than I would like it to be. The book gets produced. It somehow gets distributed. Either it's given away, or it's sold by the photographer, or it's sold by a third party like a bookstore. It comes home with the new owner who eagerly looks at it, puts it on the shelf, and then probably forgets it. And then the book resides there, possibly for years, possibly for decades, until the book owner no longer needs the book, either because they've downsized or they've passed away or whatever, and the book gets shuffled off, hopefully to a used bookstore and not to a landfill, because at least in the used bookstore, it's got an opportunity to get a second life and maybe a third life and a fourth life. But that pales in comparison to the number of people who will probably come see your exhibition. Although with an exhibition, at the end of 30 or 60 days, it's probably done. So it makes sense to me to think critically about what you want the book to accomplish. If the purpose of the book is commerce, that sends you down one path. If the purpose of the book is to develop a wider audience for your work, that sends you down a different path. And whatever path you choose for your book, it really needs to be compared to all the other means we have of distributing our creative vision. And books have a role in that panoply of possibilities. But it's not the end-all and be-all of getting our work out there and seen. It's just one of many possibilities. And if we really think deeply about the life of a book, it tends to expose these complications and make the investment in book publishing perhaps a bit less attractive than we would like.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.